I find a lot of the things that they do amusing.
Do you have any
comments? They need to check themselves sometimes. But just remember, pride comes before the fall.
I was just laughing. I thought it was funny. You know, they got excited. It's good. You know, sometimes you get your little brother excited when you're playing basketball and stuff. Let him get the lead. And then you just come back and take it back.
All right, here we go. I tell you what, so you know the order here. Again, we've got Otis Wiley, former Michigan State safety, and Alan Gant, former University of Michigan linebacker, on the phone right now to start off this segment. Before they break down the game, we're going to embrace trash talk right now. I want you guys to bring it. You know, we don't need any FCC violations, so keep it clean. We don't want any curse words thrown out, okay?
Man, I was just going to say, keeping it as PG as possible.
Yes, yeah, keep it PG, but still bring it, okay? I know that's kind of hard to do, but still bring it, all right, fellas? So, again, we're going to start with Otis. So, Otis, when you hear this, Isaac, play that one more time. The bell, we got a bell that we'll play. Play the bell real quick. So, Otis, when you hear that, the next time you hear that, just go, okay?
All right,
we start with Otis Wiley. Otis, you are up. Here we go.
All right. It's 2011. Last time you glue bellies beat the Buckeyes. Now let's talk about how Michigan State Spartans have had a chance to beat Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes. But I want to say Michigan Wolverines have focused on that rival versus focused on the in-state rival when we've owned it. And I took a picture on Facebook, actually on my Snapchat, took a picture of that 2008 game where we started to kick off that Royal Decade beating. I blame the little person, Mike Hart, for starting this. You guys have had the curse, the gift of the curse when it comes to this. Last year, it was a great game. You guys won. But think about the past 10 years. I talked about how Wolverines failed to show respect because the Wolverine Nation focused on the past. I said, the late, great Muhammad Ali says, and quote, a man who views the world the same at 50 as he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. Now, you think about Michigan Wolverine fans, they're in the wilderness. They're in the woods. If you grew up as a Michigan State resident, you think about this game means a lot. We're talking about from the elementary backyard, playground, all the way up to corporate America. This means a lot for our state, great state. I took a poll for some fans that are local that send me some stuff for like some, I don't know if these are jokes, but this is not me, but quote, do the Wolverines need directions to Indy? Just I'm just asking, you know, do you know how to get here to Indianapolis to get to the Big Ten championship past decade? That's all I got right now because I can't go hardcore like I want to go hardcore, but you out-of-staters, you have no clue what this means. My blood boils when I think about Wolverines, man. But all in all, the woodshed, we're bringing it to Ann Arbor, and it's going to be a royal beatdown. And look, my last thing, 2011, it was the New York Times. Jordan Kovacs is quoted, they pounded us. Now, what kind of Wolverine a football player says they pounded us? Think about that, man. We are a blue-collar, hardcore GM, bread on the assembly line, ready to bull hit you right in the mouth. Let's go. Go green all the way. Pound green, pound.
All right. Otis Wiley, you brought the heat, brother. You brought the heat. Great job. Great job. Again, we're asking our listeners out there to vote on who has the best trash talk spiel. That was, again, Otis Wiley, former Michigan State safety. And now we will hand the mic over to Alan Gant, former University of Michigan linebacker. Alan, when you hear the bell, bring the heat, okay?
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Okay, let's take a step back real quick. I do understand I'm from Ohio, so I might not completely understand how much it means to the folks up in East Lansing. Just a little bit. But here's the thing. Mike Hart made a really, really, really good thing by calling you guys little brother. And actually, I call you guys a little sister because in my family, it's just me and my sister. And sometimes, you know, growing up in my childhood, I would constantly beat my sister at every single game. And even if I had a brother, I'm sure I'd beat him at every single game as well. But then, you know, finally, my sister became good at some things. I let her win a few games playing basketball, playing horse. That's kind of like what we've done in the past. I mean, let's be real. The Michigan-Ohio State rivalry is a little bit more, I should say, important to us. I mean, if Mike Hart didn't say that, I mean, I don't think the rivalry would have even been relevant playing, you know, playing Michigan State. And, you know, it's good. I'm glad that you guys had some nice little runs for the past decade and all. But let's face it, we're Big Blue. Y'all little sister. There's no comparison. I mean, the people that even – the people can't even get into Michigan go to Michigan State. Let's just really look at that. Y'all look up to us. We have the most wins in college football. Yeah, you might have had a good, let's say maybe 7-8 years, whatever. And I know my last year, pure luck with the muff fumble, the muff punt and everything. But let's just really look at the overall picture. This Michigan State rivalry is always fun, but you guys are trying to make it relevant. So that's all I got to say. I'm excited about tomorrow. I can't wait to get little sister in the big house and give him a good old fashioned beat down. That's all I got to say. I'm out. Drop the mic,
and there it is. We have to do this every year now, Isaac. Our very first ever annual. I think it's gonna. I'm just gonna say annual. Now we're gonna make this an annual thing. Our annual Michigan and Michigan State trash talk duel between Alan Gant and Otis Wiley. Fellas, you brought it. Alan, man, you really brought it, dude. I mean, the little sister comment, and you know, you come to Michigan State when you can't get into U of M. Oh man, you went personal there. Otis, you brought the heat as well, my man. That was fun. Great job, fellas.
Rose Bowl champs.
Otis is bringing up Rose Bowl champs. Who do you think won that battle? Again, call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/currentsports, and even tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports, at Al Martin, WKAR. All right, gents, briefly before we get you out of here, and again, we appreciate you taking some time out to talk some trash, right? But I want to start by the final question for both of you guys due to time. I want to start with Otis. Otis, when looking at this game, I just want you to just finish the sentence. Michigan State wins if...
Michigan State wins if we establish that run game. And I think it's the momentum and the pace for the game is setting the tone, making sure that we're always in control of that time, possession. I mean, it always goes down to running game. Obviously, we're talking about special teams because we want to go back to that botch punt. So we think about that, and then we talk about our offense, our defense, just controlling the tempo, controlling the momentum. We know that Michigan's going to make plays. Michigan State is going to make plays, but it's all about in the trenches at the crunch time, who can make the solid play. That's Michigan State will win if we establish our run game.
Okay, give me a score, Otis.
You said what? I couldn't hear you.
Give me a score. Give me a final score.
Final score. I say 28-24.
Wow.
Michigan State.
High scoring game. Okay. All right, Alan, Michigan wins if.
You know, and I got to agree with Otis on this one. The run game is going to be very key, and it would take a lot of pressure off John O'Korn if we establish the run game. And kind of like Otis said, as far as the Michigan State side, you got to control the line of scrimmage. You got to control in the trenches. And you know, the weather isn't looking too hot as of right now. So definitely that's a major thing for Michigan to come out and win this game. And also, like Otis said as well, the special teams play. I mean, you look at what happened a couple years ago, you know, we played really well in the special teams. Outside the last play of the game, the special teams dominated for Michigan, dominated the whole entire game. I remember Blake O'Neal, he was punting the ball, probably his best game he's ever punted. And field position played a big part in that, especially if the weather's going to be raining and, you know, a little shaky. I think that special teams is going to play a very big role in this and have a very big impact as well. So, keys of the game, control the line of scrimmage, run the ball, and make it simple for John O'Korn to be successful.
Final score, Alan.
Final score. I'm actually taking it a 24-14 win for the Wolverines.
Okay. Wolverines get it by 10. Otis Wiley, former Michigan State safety. Alan Gant, former University of Michigan linebacker. Fellas, thank you so much. This was fun.
Thanks for having us, Al. Hey, respect, Alex, respect, man.
I hear you. All right, guys. All right, great job. You guys kept it clean. That was the main thing with me. I was a little bit nervous. All right.
Hey, that Flint Town coming out, Al.
I know, right? You had to bite down real quick, man, because it could have got ugly here. This ain't HBO, all right?
Right.
All right, gents. Looking forward to tomorrow's game, and thank you guys so much.